We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hurts is back. Hurts is looking, still looking. He starts to run. He is pumping. He is looking for the end zone, and it is incomplete. And that will end it.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. It was incomplete, but it was definitely dropped, which I'm sure we'll mention today. John Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
What's up, Johnny Marks? Holler at your boy.
There'll be some hollering today, some upset Eagles fans. Your reaction to yesterday's loss against the Giants?
Just a disappointing loss. It really was. You know, you think the team is, you know, turning a corner and they seem to have found their identity and how they wanted to play and going into games and really establishing the tempo and dictating to others what they were going to do versus reacting and having someone dictate to you. We thought they'd really climbed that hill and turned that corner. Yesterday's game was a clear example of they aren't there yet. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. That's the overall feeling that I come away from the game with, is they're not there yet. They are still an average to below average football team right now that is on the cusp of, you know, possibly becoming an average to above average team, but they aren't there yet. Nope. And here's the determining factor of why they aren't there yet. The quarterback ain't ready yet. I mean, the quarterback just not ready yet. And so while he can have moments of brilliance, you know, he can display supreme athleticism, the ability to extend plays, deliver the football at times from arm angles that only a few can do, but it's not enough to overcome everything else that's going on with the offense right now. And that is the ineffectiveness of the skill position guys, primarily your wide receivers. So what you have is a young quarterback that's still developing. I'm not here to say, I know it's been a lot of talk of, is he the, I guess he's not the franchise guy today, so right?
This week he won't be,
okay. It's hard to keep up sometimes. I guess it'd be easier if I just follow the wins and losses, then I know exactly where everybody stands.
Right.
I'm just saying that's not where I'm at with Jalen Hurts. I'm just telling you what I observed yesterday and what yesterday's game taught me, watching them play, right? We talk about Nick Sirianni as the head coach, and we'll get into it. He got away from the run and this and that and the other. Well, here's really what happened. The coach is handcuffed by the quarterback, by what he can't do. That's the reality of the situation. The head coach is not holding the quarterback back. That's not the reality of the situation. It's just not. The coach is trying to coach around the abilities that the quarterback has, as well as what is available to him from a skill position standpoint at the receiver spot, where we really only have one wide receiver,
yep,
in Devontae Smith. Yep. Now, here's where I will get into Coach Sirianni a little bit, is that I don't give a damn what the Giants are doing. Number six should get the ball. You can't go through a game that long, offense that inept, no points on the board, and not have a moment in the game where you say, well, hold up. Got arguably the best rookie wide receiver in the draft class. He's certainly our best wide receiver. Why haven't I gotten him the ball? I got to find a way to get him the ball. As simple as that. And that can't happen, and that's partly to blame on the coach, and that's partly to blame on Jalen Hurts. That's partly to blame on Jalen Hurts because, quite frankly, that should be your security blanket. I don't know. You should be looking at him first and foremost. We'll fault you or understand your decision if you're trying to force the ball to number six. We're not going to understand forcing the ball to 18. we're not going to understand that. And Jalen Reagor is catching it, as he rightfully should. No pun intended.
Yeah, he's not catching it.
Yeah, I meant catching heat from the fans and the media, what have you. Now, he's damn sure not catching it, as he dropped those two balls yesterday. But we know what Jalen Reagor is, and I don't know what they can do about Jalen Reagor. So we can yell about him all we want to. I don't know what they can do about him.
Oh, they can put in Greg Ward, who dropped the touchdown.
You want to put Greg Ward in there? He's limited in what he can do.
Right, he catches that ball. There's no interception at the end of the first half.
Right. And that was a perfectly thrown ball.
He put it where it needed to be.
That Greg Ward should have caught. But that's my overall sense of the team. And I know we want to figure out who deserves most of the blame or what have you. And we can talk our way through it. I don't have any problem with that. But if I'm just ranking, I start with the quarterback first and foremost. And then I go Coach Sirianni. And then I go Jalen Reagor if you want to go there.
Right.
Then I go Jalen Reagor.
So you look at Sirianni more than Reagor.
Yes. Yes. Because I'm looking at why Dallas Goedert only got one catch. I'm looking at why Devontae Smith only has two catches.
Hey, your two best offensive weapons in the passing.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at. Because I shouldn't have to rely on Jalen Reagor for seven targets.
Yeah, they're all viable for sure. Yeah. Like, without a doubt. The Eagles just aren't a very good football team. They're probably better than the Giants, but not that much better than the Giants, right? Mm-hmm. You're on the road. It's one of those weird NFC East games that we've seen 1,000 times. Unfortunately, the biggest hole in this team right now is the passing offense. Some of that is the lack of a second wide receiver or a third wide receiver. The head coach that doesn't want to get Dallas Goedert involved in the offense or can't get the Dallas Goedert involved in the offense.
I was going to say he better not. He doesn't want to get him involved. I hope that ain't the case.
I don't know what he's doing. And the quarterback just the best thing that he offers this team right now is his legs. And it was like that last year. You've seen some progress this year with him throwing the ball. But yesterday, he just wasn't very good.
You saw it early. He was forcing throws.
It was decision-making yesterday.
Two throws that could have been intercepted before he actually threw an interception.
Yep.
I mean, it was two that could have been picked off that he threw in the double coverage.
Yeah.
That he threw in the double coverage. And, again, this isn't beating on Jalen Hurts. But if you look at that game, like that's what the game was yesterday.
Yeah.
It's hard to coach around someone's abilities at that position. It's hard because you limit what the coach can do with you.
Yep.
You limit that. And so he has to continue his development throwing the football. Now teams are going to say, we're not letting you run. We're not going to let you run. We heard one of the Giants players say after the game, well, we knew they wanted to run the football. That was our goal coming in, to stop them from running the ball and make Jalen Hurts beat us throwing the ball.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get now.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say the Giants created a blueprint, but that's what yesterday they said.
Well, some teams are going to look at that. Here's the other thing, John. Yeah. When you were talking about you had a feeling that the Giants were going to win or what have you, and I was confident, and I was uncomfortable being as confident as I was last week. Well, and part of that is when a team knows the Eagles are coming to town, right? So as players, when we get the next team on our schedule and we're watching them on film, like sometimes you can sit there and be watching that team on film and you're like, oh, Lord, it's going to be a long day Sunday. How the hell are we going to stop him? Man? How are we going to stop Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, and Torrey Holt? My goodness. Right? So you're looking at different offenses, right? And you're saying, man, this is going to be a long day. The problem with the Eagles is that when whomever they're playing, now it doesn't mean the result is going to be a loss for the Eagles every time, but you don't put fear in any team. I can look at the Eagles' offense and say, this is what they're going to try to beat us with? Really?
Boston Scott and Jalen Hurts.
Really? Yeah, double number six and see if they can beat us with the rest of these. Who they're beating us with? Boston Scott and Miles Sanders and Dallas Goedert or Jalen Reagor? That's who they're going to beat us with? And Jalen Hurts running around trying to extend plays, that doesn't put fear in a defensive coordinator.
And that's how the Giants played yesterday.
They weren't worried about anything.
No, they weren't.
They weren't worried about anything. And they didn't have half their team.
No. No, I mean, it was
And they put Bradberry on Devontae.
Yeah.
He followed him wherever he went, probably put a safety over the top. You know, Nick Sirianni's talking about the cover two man. Well, that's basically man coverage underneath with safety help over the top. And when it's two man, one of those safeties is probably sitting right over the top of Devontae Smith behind Bradberry. So when Jalen sees that, he says, okay, I automatically can't go to him. I got to go somewhere else.
Yep.
But then that's where the play designs. You're going to get that type of coverage. Okay, well, how do we counter that?
Yeah.
Yeah, double covering a guy isn't new. I mean,
you have to anticipate it, and you have an answer for it. It's a chess game.
Yes. You think the rest of these receivers don't get double covered?
We'll take your reaction. We know people want to vent.
Okay, I got it off my chest.
So Dallas Goedert had a drop. It was three straight drops. Rager, Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Rager, I want to make sure that, like, listen, Dallas, you just got a contract extension, man. That's it. You got to make
and
that
And that's
catch.
What we're talking about, yeah.
Yep. Guys didn't step up, and Jalen Hurts was bad. Guys didn't step up. Boston Scott, drive before, you fumble the ball. Mm. You can't fumble the ball. You could have scored a touchdown on that drive. As it is, you had to burn your timeouts to get the ball back and have a shot.
Yep.
Greg Ward, you dropped a touchdown pass that turned into an interception, and that can't happen.
Yeah.
I was saying last week, you need to put him on the field more because I'm tired of Jalen Rager.
Yeah.
Who are you going to put on the field now?
Yeah.
You have another wide receiver, John Hightower?
And listen to me. We know that Jalen Rager has to catch those last two balls. And if he had a called him and they won the game, I don't know if I feel any different today. I would have just said they won an ugly game yesterday. They would have got the win, and we'd feel good about that in a couple of days. That, whew, we got a win in our column. But the way that they played yesterday is what I'm looking at. Even if they won that game, even if Jalen Hurts and Rager catches that ball at the end and they win, I'm still saying to myself, we just had to come from behind. We were shut out for three quarters to win 14-7 on the final drive of the game versus the New York Giants. Wouldn't have been as bad as the way the Cleveland Browns fans felt after they beat Detroit 2 weeks ago. Right? Remember, Baker walked off the field, didn't want to shake anybody's hand. That was in a win. But you understand the feeling.
Yep.
Because Baker threw a couple of interceptions in that game, and they won in spite of how he played. Well, that's how I would have felt yesterday had the Eagles won that game. Your quarterback throws three interceptions? I mean, that decision before halftime? Come on, dude, you got 3 points on the board. Everybody talks about how smart he is and doesn't put under the pressure and all this and that and the other. Well, you can't run away from that moment. That was a moment where he didn't look calm under pressure. It was a bonehead decision by somebody that we all feel like doesn't make those type of plays.
Yesterday he was making those plays.
That's a 15-play, 92-yard drive where you get points before the half and you get the ball coming out, and you do that.
Yep.
You can't do that.
All right, Nick Sirianni answers the questions and questions the answers. That's coming up at 2:45, his day after press conference. He gave him an F, by the way, after the game, which, you know.
This is an honest professor.
Wait, did he give himself an F? Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. We're live for Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join a winning team. Chickies and Pete's is now hiring all locations full and part-time. Click chickiesandpetes.com/careers. Your reaction, Vent.
All right.
Who? I mean, what do people think? 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We are back right after this, so don't go anywhere. Jack, is this just the Twitter read, or is this it's a what?
Full one.
Okay. Let's talk about Mark Schuler's for a second, because if you're looking for that, you know, gift for the holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever it is, Mark's has a 25,000-square-foot showroom, private parking, and a full selection of amazing gifts that she wants. Again, online, marks-jewelers.com. I already did my shopping. My shopping for my wife is done. It's already done, and it's done at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, right there on Route 309. Again, shopping online is easy. Check them out. It's marks-jewelers.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hurts is looking for the end zone. He's pumping. He's being chased. He throws the football in. It is intercepted at the goal line. Intercepted by Tay Crowder. And yep. That will do it for the half.
All right, we're back. Merrill Reese on the call yesterday. Eagles lose. Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickens and Pete's. We're live for Chickens and Pete's in South Philly. Join a winning team. Chickens and Pete's hiring all locations full and part-time. Click chickiesandpete's.com. For more details, our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, place to go, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, right there on Route 309 for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Who do you blame the most, Hurts, Sirianni, or Rager? I'm going to vote right here. Man, most 50% saying Hurts right now, Ike Reese.
Yeah. Oh, he's the quarterback, yeah.
He is the quarterback, and we're agreeing with that.
Yes.
Jack, how are you feeling about all of this before we go to the phones?
Oh, I mean, Scherzer's a Met. Joe Judge is validated. I mean, we lose to the Giants. It's just it's awful. It's for 7 points yesterday. Like, I thought I was about to have miracle whatever, you know. And the thing that sucks is that I started to believe in this team and felt good about it, and they had turned the corner, and then they go and lay that egg. And it's like – I think that's why a lot of people are so upset today, because, like, we had kind of all bought back in.
Yep.
And they went back and they slapped us right in the face and said, don't do it. Don't believe in us. Why would you believe in us? And that's what hurts the most today.
Yesterday was a huge missed opportunity, right? Like, even as bad as you played, as poorly as you played, as three interceptions and a fumble, if someone could have made a play on that last drive where Jalen Hurts was actually making some plays, if someone could have made a play, Rager, Goddard, somebody – you can win that game. But as it stands, the Eagles are 5-7, and season's not over, but that's not for us to talk about today. Let's go to Duke and Mount Royal to lead us. Mount Royal. Duke, go ahead.
Let me put this this way. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, Duke. Steve in Connecticut listening on the Odyssey app. Steve.
Hey there, guys. Listen, nailed it just like you did when you played for the team. Hurts is a tough, gritty, wonderful football player, but he's not a quarterback, and he wasn't drafted to be number one. He was drafted to play behind Wentz, who was just given a huge contract. He doesn't have the arm, and he's not going to be the first quarterback to come into the league who didn't make it. And on top of the
fact, Steve, your phone connection's bad. We got your point, though. David and Hapro. David, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
David.
What's up, David?
I completely disagree with you about Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a franchise quarterback. He's still a rookie. He's playing better than Lamar Jackson did in his rookie year. Granted, Lamar had an MVP his second year. But look who he's throwing to. If Rager catches that touchdown pass, we're not even having this conversation.
Well, who's he throwing it to right before the half?
Somebody, Rager.
Who's he throwing it to right before the half?
I agree. That was a bad first half. It was terrible.
Well, and here's the other thing.
It was terrible.
Well, David, here's the other thing. When you say you disagree with us, you're disagreeing with us about what we saw yesterday. I don't think either one of us have made any statement about Jalen Hurts' future franchise quarterback or any of that stuff. I talked about his play from yesterday. His play from yesterday.
The ball in his hand at the end of the game. He put the ball where it needed to be.
I agree.
We should have won that game.
I agree. No, you would have been lucky to win the game. But I agree. That's a ball that Jalen Rager has to catch.
And now he should go to the practice squad and bring up Hightower.
Okay. You're not going to get any argument out of me with that. But that doesn't change the fact that prior to that final drive, Jalen Hurts helped to put you in that hole.
I agree. But
okay, so then you agree with
it. Boston Scott put the ball on the ground,
he
too.
Did.
They were driving there.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah, so
the quarterback threw three interceptions, David.
Yeah.
And Lamar threw four yesterday and won.
Okay, but I'm not talking about Lamar. We're talking about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, no, we're
talking about his play from yesterday. That's all I'm talking about, his play from yesterday.
In fact, you stated in the opening segment that you're not getting into the he is the guy, isn't the guy.
Yeah, I don't even care about that. Yeah, I don't do that every week. Yeah, I don't do that every week. So I'm looking at why they lost yesterday. He was a major factor in why they lost yesterday. That's all I'm discussing. That's all I care about is how the hell do we lose 13-7 to the New York Giants? How do we only score 7 points against the New York Giants? The Eagles rushed for over 200 yards yesterday. So I don't want to hear running the football. I want to hear that nonsense. They ran for over 200 yards the same way they've run for over 200 yards the previous 4 weeks with a committee, quarterback, and two running backs. That's what they've done the last 4 weeks. They did it yesterday. The problem was the quarterback threw three interceptions, and then Boston Scott put the ball on the ground. It's four turnovers. That's why they lost the game yesterday.
It's a miracle they had a chance
exactly
to be there.
If the Giants wasn't as bad as they were, you wouldn't even been in that game yesterday.
And I've heard a lot of people.
With four turnovers. The fact the defense only gave up 13 points.
I've heard a lot of people say that they should have been running the ball more. They should have been running the ball more. I didn't watch yesterday's game at all and feel like they should have been running the ball more.
They rushed for 200 yards.
Right.
What do you want them to rush for 300 yards?
Every week.
What you're really saying is don't let Jalen throw the ball.
Right. Yeah.
That's really what you're saying.
Pretty much. Yeah.
There was times yesterday where he had to throw the ball, and he didn't make the plays. Well, he was 14 of 31.
The reason that Jalen Hurts threw the ball yesterday 31 times wasn't because Nick Sirianni wanted him to throw the ball 31 times. It's because you got behind and you had to throw, and at the end of the half, because you didn't have a timeout, you didn't get an opportunity to run another play, and you had to throw. I mean,
how many of those pass attempts came on the final two drives that the Eagles had the ball?
Probably
when they
lot.
Were trying to catch up.
Yeah, well, but they had to throw
exactly.
The ball.
Yeah. So how many of those 31 passing attempts came during those two?
At least that eight, time? Right? I mean, the run pass ratio was fine.
Right.
That wasn't the problem. The problem was you kept giving the Giants the ball back.
Yep.
It's a miracle they only had 13 points. Drew and Fox Chase. Drew, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? I hope you had a great holiday.
Yeah, you too, man.
What's up, Drew?
What's going on? I have a little bit of a theory about what happened yesterday. I agree with you guys. We ran for over 200 yards, everything like that. But in the beginning of the game, I feel like whoever pulls the strings, Howie, Jeff at the top, that's why they hired Nick Sirianni. I think they told him maybe to show off Jalen Hurts throwing a talent, see if he can get the ball out, the set, and the other thing. But the thing is, he has at best one target, maybe two with Goddard. I mean, like if you watch the Packers game yesterday, by third quarter, Aaron Rodgers hit 11 targets, and I'm not trying to compare the two. I'm just saying, he doesn't have the targets to throw the ball to.
Yeah, but he's Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to compare it to. I'm saying he doesn't have the targets like Aaron Rodgers has. Like, we missed on so many. We can go back to the Davante Adams draft. Davante Adams, Terry McLaurin, DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson.
Agreed.
Imagine that. Like,
the Jalen Rager draft will come back. It's haunting the Eagles right now. It is. It hurts. When you miss on a guy and the guy that goes directly after you turns into an all-pro, it hurts. And it hurts the Eagles right now.
Yeah.
Right. And I understand what you're saying. Our defense played very well yesterday. I think Avante Maddox is a beast. And I swear, where you 95% of the time, if you throw four turnovers, you're going to lose that game. We still had a chance to win that game. And Rager, I mean, he put the ball right where it was, and it was in his hands, and he dropped it. And then again, he dropped it. And the one to Craig Ward, I think, was a bad throw. He might still have had to catch that, but I still think that was a bad throw. And I just don't understand why they didn't run the ball a little more in the first
game. So let me ask you this real quick, Drew.
Go ahead.
Ultimately, we want them to try to get in the playoffs, right?
Yes.
I think they're going to get in the playoffs still. I think they didn't need to go undefeated, so losing the game isn't the end of the world. That doesn't even bother me as much as how they looked playing. And one of my concerns was if a team forces us to throw the ball to get out of running the football, what will we look like? And we threw three interceptions yesterday. That's what concerns me.
Yeah.
Scored 7 points yesterday. The Eagles weren't going to win all six games. Most people thought they would go 4-2 down the stretch. You knew they could lose a game, and it would most likely happen on the road. So I'm not surprised completely that they lost the game. You thought they would lose the game anyway
right.
yesterday. That it doesn't mean the season is over with. I'm not giving you a season is over. The Eagles blew the season. We had a chance to go to the playoffs. I still think they're going to make the playoffs, provided they don't go up there and lose to the damn Jets next week. Now, you lose to the Jets, now I have a different feeling Monday.
Well, provided that Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts can actually throw the ball, because you're going to see defenses
that are saying, sorry, man.
You're not running with three guys for 300 yards. You're going to have to throw it.
And here's the thing, ultimately, because here's the real problem. They got down the field at times. They couldn't put the ball in the end zone.
That's true.
They couldn't put the ball in the end zone. And you have to be able to do that, throwing the football at times. The running, yeah, that helps. But the fact of the matter is, we rushed for over 200 yards and scored 7 points yesterday. We rushed for over 200 yards and scored 7 points yesterday. The turnovers are the reasons we lost the game yesterday.
Yep.
Three interceptions and a fumble by Boston Scott, and you can't drop the ball like Jalen Reagor did. But that's like me yelling about Arthego Whiteside dropping the ball against Detroit 2 years ago, or Nelson Aguilar in Atlanta dropping the ball, right, when we lose to Atlanta on Monday night. That's what that was yesterday, where you play ugly all game and then Wentz tries to pull you out at the end with some miraculous plays and nobody helps.
Yeah,
that's what that was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hurts played terrible all game, and he had a nice drive on the last drive. He kept the play alive, and he threw two balls to Jalen Reagor that he should have caught. Now, are we yelling the fact that he missed Devontae Smith coming across the field wide open? Right? So while everybody's yelling about Reagor dropping the ball, we know he drops the damn ball, right? We know he drops the ball. Hell, I thought it was Quez Watkins. I was more mad when I thought it was Quez because he normally catches it. When I saw it was Reagor, I was like, oh.
Yeah, of course he did. No one should have been surprised.
Too good of a catch for him to have to catch that. But then you see the replay, and you see Devontae running across the field wide open.
Putting his arm up.
He runs up, and he's wide open. That's what we should be yelling about. He was and listen, Devontae came to the sideline. Ooh, that boy.
He's mad as hell.
Hey now. That boy got a little bit of fire in him.
Love seeing that.
He got a little bit of fire in him.
I've heard some people say, like, oh, what do you think of his reaction? Love it.
I'm shocked by it. I didn't know it. I mean, it is a little bit of.
When they call him the Slim Reaper, I don't think they're kidding.
That's not diva behavior. That's competitive fire. Get me the damn ball. I'm open.
He was mad as hell.
I'm the guy. Get me the ball. He wants to win. I don't mind that. That's not somebody selfish. He didn't do that in the third quarter. He didn't do that in the second quarter. Guy only had two passes all game. So it wasn't like he had been complaining on the sideline. He thought there was an opportunity there. You throw him the ball, he's running that thing in for a touchdown, the game-winning touchdown.
Right.
That's what everybody should be looking at. Forget about Reagor dropping it. That's expected nowadays. You missed a wide open number one receiver coming across the middle of the field.
Yeah, by the way, 10 passes on those final two drives.
So there you go.
So he had 31 passes for the game, 10 in those final two drives. So he had 21 passes deep into the fourth quarter.
Yes.
That's not too much throwing.
The ball yesterday.
All right. Let's get one more in here. Nick Sirianni is going to speak at 2:45. So don't go anywhere. Mad Mike.
Oh, God.
Was active after the game and during the game yesterday. And he checks in right now. How you doing, Mike?
How are you doing, guys? This was a great weekend. I love it because fraud Jalen Hurts was on display. Stuck it OG Wade. He's terrible. He's not going to be the quarterback next year. Here's the thing, guys. Like, I'm sorry. I watched that game, and everybody wanted to be like, as soon as that game was over, they wanted to put all the focus on Reagor. And I'm sorry. The quarterback is the person that is supposed to take the responsibility, and he threw three interceptions, almost threw a fourth on that final drive, but no one talks about it because everybody wants to protect St. Jalen. Like, Jalen's infallible. Jalen stinks. He's a backup quarterback at best. I'm sorry if that offends everybody because Jalen works really hard. He just doesn't have the inherent skill set to be a quarterback. He's a runner, and that's all he is. That's it.
Well, I listen. I know you're in your glory right now.
I am in my glory because this team stinks. Howie Roseman stinks. We should have Justin Jefferson and DK Metcalf.
There we go.
He got all the boxes. Well,
let me tell you the story about what happened there.
Yeah.
You know what? Minnesota's still laughing at us from that draft night when we took friggin' Reagor instead of Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Mike, here's what I'd say about that, Mike. And listen, you may ultimately – be right. So you can go ahead and crow right now. That's fine. You take enough flack that when you get your moment, you can have your little moment. But the bottom line is the book on Jalen Hurts isn't finished being written yet. And he is still early in his career, and he can get better as a quarterback. His ceiling is higher than what you see right now. It just is. You may not want to admit it, and you may ultimately be right because you've set a bar so high that he can't reach elite QB status, right? So you'll always be right when you say he's not a top 10 quarterback. I agree with you there. But it doesn't mean he can't be a better than average quarterback in this league that you can win with, that you can win with. And this is just where he's at right now. And yesterday, he took a step back. He just did. He took a step back yesterday throwing the football. He did. I can't argue against that. Anybody trying to defend that is just being – it's just defending it for the sake of defending it. But if you watch what I watched yesterday, he took a step back throwing the football yesterday.
And you
his decision-making had nothing to do with arm strength or any of those things. His decision-making took a step back yesterday.
And you hope it doesn't snowball because defenses now look at it and say, this is what we're going to try to do. He was throwing to his left a number of times. Mm-hmm. They were forcing him to his left. And by the way, and Donovan McNabb joins us at 4 o'clock today. But Donovan in the Miracle at the Meadowlands 2 was 9 for 23 with 64 yards and an interception. We don't talk about that because Westbrook bailed him out and the defense bailed him out and they won the game. So we talk about this great moment in Eagles history, right? Instead of talking about Donovan struggled that game and Jalen struggled yesterday and no one wanted to help bail him out.
Yep.
Defense tried.
Yeah, and Rager, I mean –
Man, at this point,
I'm just tired of yelling about Jalen Rager.
At this point, if you're expecting Rager to do something else.
Like, what am I expecting Jalen Rager to do right now?
All right, Nick Sirianni coming up next. Oh. Live day after press conference. He answers the questions and questions the answers. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Holiday time, time to gather and enjoy family, friends, and coworkers. Don't wait. Plan your holiday parties right now at your local Chickies and Pete's. Details, chickiesandpete's.com. Nick Sirianni is day after press conference. How's he feeling? We'll get that. And your reaction, that's coming up next. Marks and Resell, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.